Joining us now by telephone is Congresswoman Jane Harman of California. She's the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. She's a former colleague of Porter Goss in the House. Congresswoman, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Now, you have been very critical of Porter Goss's tenure at the CIA. What's your reaction now to his resignation?
Well, I see it as an opportunity for the president to rebuild and modernize the CIA. In many ways, the last 2 years have not been good, and I think the new CIA director, whoever she or he may be, has an opportunity to replace what I would view as inexperienced staff with experienced managers who value the professionalism and dedication of the workforce.
Inexperienced staff, you're saying Porter Goss didn't surround himself with enough people who really knew how to run the place.
No, Porter Goss basically brought the team he had in the House over to the CIA. They clashed often with the professional managers at the CIA, and in the last 2 years, I would say about 300 years of experience has either been pushed out or walked out the door.
Today at the White House, we heard Porter Goss tell the president that the agency is, quote, on an even keel. He said the agency is in great shape. Is that your assessment?
No,
I think not.
But I really am impressed with so many of the dedicated and brave people at the agency whom I've met around the world. But they do need steadier management, and they need management that sends a message that they are valued and that there is not a political check and there is not any other form of inappropriate, by my lights, check on their loyalty.
President Bush sent Porter Goss to the CIA with a clear mandate to restore the cloak of secrecy, to return the order of discipline. He said today that reform efforts would continue. What still needs to be done at the CIA?
Well, the CIA is our premier human intelligence agency, and I think the opportunity for the new director is to make it the best it can be. Right now, there are demoralized people working there. They're not sure what the vision is of the director, and they're not sure how they fit into this new intelligence community. So I see an opportunity for the new director to make that much clearer, to give them inspiration about the task at hand. We must penetrate the tough targets. The world is dangerous. The intelligence we produce has to be as accurate and timely as possible. The intelligence community must speak truth to power. If intelligence is being distorted or hyped or cherry-picked, I expect our intelligence committee people to speak up in the right way.
Quick twofold question for you. How surprised were you by this announcement, and do you have a preferred candidate in mind to replace Porter Goss?
Well, it's the president's choice. My candidate is somebody who can provide the leadership necessary, who can inspire the troops.
And how surprised were you by this announcement?
Well, the rumors have been around for a long time, and they predate some of the latest gossip about some of this inexperienced staff being at parties and so forth. Porter Goss and his wife, Marielle, have been friends of mine for years. I wish them a good luck in the next chapter of their lives.
And do you think that this is the final chapter here, or do you think that this is just the first chapter, that there could possibly be other resignations, a further shakeup?
Well, I think we will see the departure of the Goss staff. My guess is that they will depart with him, and this will open up the opportunity for this administration to make the right appointments. I would hope they would look within the ranks and promote people who've long been serving there. I think that would send a wonderful signal to the workforce. They can bring in additional skills, but I know many people who are very qualified.
We were speaking to Congresswoman Jane Harman of California. She's the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. Congresswoman, thanks so much.
Thank you.